Welcome to the Sophia's Insider Podcast. In each episode, we dive deep into topics like manifestation, astrology, healing, and all the good things that help you become the happiest, most confident, and fulfilled version of yourself. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the truth of being high vibrational and using your emotions to manifest. And I want to preface this by saying that there are no bad emotions. No matter what you've heard, no matter what people have told you, there are no bad emotions. You are the universe experiencing itself, and that means you deserve to honor and experience the full range of emotions. So don't think for a second that you being angry, sad, grieving, whatever it is, that is being not high vibrational. That is untrue, and I want you to release that idea and that concept right now. And I hope this episode helps you in doing that. And the first thing that I want to get into is that when you don't allow yourself the full range of emotions, of going deep into your body, of allowing yourself to feel angry or disappointed, then that is the moment you abandon yourself. Because you don't allow yourself to be fully human, you don't allow yourself to really sit with yourself as a whole, because pretending to be love and light all the time might get you what you want externally, but it will always leave you feeling empty or anxious, and that is not what I want for you, and I hope that is not what you want for yourself. Because when you cut off that part of yourself, you abandon yourself, you abandon your potential, and there lies so much truth, so much potential, so much strength in your quote-unquote bad emotions, or what is deemed as bad in the spiritual community or in society in general. So I want you to make yourself the promise of stop abandoning yourself. Really get in a contract and really promise yourself that you will stop abandoning yourself from this moment on. Because when you don't allow yourself to feel all these emotions of being like crying, when you feel like crying, even if there's no certain reason or if you don't know the reason, it is okay to cry. And if you're angry, to hit a pillow or scream into your pillow or go outside. What I love to do is go outside to the ocean and just scream into the ocean. Whatever helps you, when you allow yourself to feel all of these emotions, that is when you also let them go and you let them pass through you. Because when you hold on to those feelings, when you pretend like, I'm not affected by this, I don't care, I don't feel like angry right now, or I don't feel disappointed right now, that is the moment that you keep that feeling stuck in your body. And when you keep that feeling stuck in your body, that makes you feel stuck, and it makes you feel like there's something wrong with you, and that can lead to being really anxious. I know that was the case for me when I thought, I always need to be agreeable, I always need to be really like this light and fun person that always is, you know, easily digestible for people. And that is not the way, because you get more and more anxious, what I at least experience, because when I try to stuff all those feelings down and pretend that they're not there, I did not feel truly happy. For me, feeling truly happy was when I accepted that I also feel truly sad sometimes, and that I feel truly angry sometimes. So that is really important to keep in mind today when we're diving deeper into this episode, that there are no bad emotions and that it is time for you to stop abandoning yourself. And being high vibrational, I want to say this, has nothing to do with a certain emotion. Being high vibrational is being open and accepting of yourself fully. So the moment you accept yourself and you meet yourself wherever that is when you become high vibrational. It has nothing and really nothing to do with pretending to be happy all the time. And I intentionally say pretending because I don't think that there is true happiness in only being happy. And I don't want to say like you need the bad days to know how the good days, like how good the good days are. That's not what I mean. What I mean is you need the space and the room to hold yourself through those emotions and to connect yourself to yourself that deeply and to be there for yourself in these emotions, to truly be present and be there for yourself in the moments where you're really fucking happy. Because when you have sat with yourself, with the grief you maybe experienced or the trauma, when you really sit with that and you meet yourself in that, then when you experience something that makes you so incredibly happy, that is when you can truly feel happy because you have a deeper understanding of yourself and a deeper acceptance of yourself that makes that feeling so much more juicy and so much more, I don't know how to explain it even. It's really an all-encompassing feeling of your body. So that is what I want you to know, that being high vibrational has nothing to do with being love and light all the time. High vibrational has to do with you accepting yourself in all of your emotions. So be intentional with yourself, be present with yourself, and allow yourself to feel whatever you want to feel or need to feel. I remember, because that is a big part, I want to touch on that as well, because when you pretend to be easily digestible for people, that is the moment you become really nice. And I was really proud of being like a nice person. I was agreeable. I liked to go with the flow. I liked to go with what other people wanted. And I was really proud of myself. Honestly, I don't know why, but I was really proud. I was like, I'm so good to people. Like, I'm so nice and agreeable for people. Like, they have to love that. But what I realized and what I noticed is that is not the truth. Because you might be easily agreeable and digestible for people, but you will be easily agreeable and digestible for the wrong people. Let's start with that. For people who don't want a person with opinions and with emotions and as a fully rounded human being, they want that version of you. And that version is not you, because you are you in all of your emotions and all of your thoughts and all of your states and opinions. So I noticed that, for example, especially in dating, my boundary is that I do not want my partner to smoke or drink. And I was really hard, like that was my hard boundary. There is nothing crossing that because I don't drink or smoke, so I don't want that from my partner. And I remember a time when I started dating. At first, when I met people, I never dated people who smoked, but I remember dating somebody who drank. And I was like, yeah, maybe it's normal, you know, in our generation, we're young, like I'm 22, all the people in my age range, they drink and they want to experience life and they want to try it out. Like, don't be judgmental about it. And I wasn't. I don't care if people want to drink or not, but I just know that that is something I don't want to do in my life, and I don't want to have my partner drink. But at the time I was like, yeah, just stop being so like judgy, stop being so complicated, and just be nice, you know, just be accepting of it. And in that moment I accepted somebody else before I accepted myself, and that is a hard no. That is truly a hard no, because why would I, when it is a boundary for me, abandon myself for your comfort? And boundaries are not suggestions. They're not like, that's what I like. No, it's like my boundary is I don't want somebody who drinks. That is a boundary, and take it or leave it. So if somebody is okay with that boundary, then they can say, I'm good with that. Okay, but if people are not okay with that boundary, then it is your time to leave, because it is your boundary and it is not someone else's job to accommodate to your boundary. It is their job to see if that is something they want to incorporate in their life, if that makes them comfortable. And if it doesn't, then it is not your position to say, okay, then I'm going to abandon my boundary. I'm going to abandon myself. I'm going to abandon my emotions around that. Because I remember when I experienced that, I always tried to talk myself out of it. I tried to talk myself out of feeling disappointed that this person drinks, because that is not something I want. And also the emotions of going against what I truly want. I tried to dim myself, to try to dim my opinion, to try to dim my emotions around it. And that has never worked. That will never work. And when you enter relationships, when you enter life, when you enter experiences with that thing of, oh, I'm always being nice, I'm always being love and light, I'm always accepting of others before myself, then you are going to get yourself in situations which you actually do not want. Because this person seemed perfect on paper, everything I wanted, but it was the drinking that was a hard no for me. And that is okay. In that moment, you can say, wow, okay, they are a great person. They have the things I want. But one thing that is very, very important to me, they don't fulfill, and that is not acceptable for me. And you can say, there will be a person that is. And I want to tell you this example, because when we talk about dating, it is easier to understand. Because in that moment, I abandoned my emotions, I pretended and talked myself out of my emotions, and at the end, I broke it off with them because they did drink and I didn't like it and I didn't want that in my life. But I put myself through all that shaming and judging myself for nothing. Because at the end of the day, they weren't what I wanted. I wasn't what they wanted because it wasn't compatible. But I wanted so bad to always be love and light and to never say no, to never feel sad or angry or disappointed. I never wanted to feel like, oh, that's not for me. Because when I thought when I admit to myself that something isn't for me, then I did something wrong. I did something wrong if I feel a certain emotion. I did something wrong if I don't want something. And that is actually not the truth. Because every time you say no to something that isn't for you, you say yes to the things that are, and you make space and room for the things that are for you. So I truly, truly want for you to know that you are being high vibrational just as you are. You right now are high vibrational. And the more you connect with the things that are your boundaries and with what is good for you, the more high vibrational you become, because you become more yourself and you become more accepting of yourself. So a tip I have for you is really writing down, what do you want to allow in your life? What do you want to experience more of in your life? And also the don'ts, you know, a do and don't list of the things that you want more of in your life and the things that you don't want in your life, so that you can recognize when something doesn't feel good to you. And you don't waste your time on trying to make it work. I really want you to release the good girl conditioning. That was a big thing for me, and a big thing for me when it came to my emotions. Because in my world, being the good girl meant having no other emotions than happiness and being light. So when you release that conditioning, when you release being the good girl, when you start telling people the truth, when you start setting boundaries, and when you start being comfortable with your emotions, that is when you truly get faster in your manifestations and you truly get onto another level in your manifestations, in your life, and truly the experience of the world. And that is something I really want you to do for yourself. Commit to yourself and commit to meeting yourself fully. One thing, or a few things that I love to do to really get myself moving through those emotions is breath work or shadow work. I have my journal in my, all my social media like links have my shadow work journal. I'll also link it in the description of this episode. So a shadow work journal or doing shadow work, really, really important, really helpful. And although that is mind-based, shadow work is a little more mind-based, I like to connect that with something that has to do with your body. So when I do shadow work and I have a question and I go through that question, write my answer down, after that I like to do something with that emotion. So if during the shadow work question sadness came up, then I like to cry. I like to put on some music and cry, or watch a movie and cry, or just lay in my bed and cry, you know, let that emotion out. So that's what I really recommend when you do shadow work. If you use my shadow work journal, it has pre-prepared questions and space for you to fill out. And when you're done with the question, just feel into your body, breathe into your body, and notice what emotions come up and if you can name them and where in your body they are, and if you want to move them in any way. So like I said, crying, or you can scream and punch into a pillow, or you can dance. Dance is also a really powerful way of releasing energy and emotions. So if you have whatever emotion it is, it doesn't have to be like, for emotions to move through you, you don't have to be like, if you want to punch a pillow and you're not angry but you still want to punch a pillow, then punch the pillow. I don't care if you're sad and you want to punch the pillow. Decide what works for you and what helps you move that emotion. And if you're disappointed or angry and you want to dance that out, do that. Really get into the habit of flowing with your emotions, because everything is temporary. Truly, everything is temporary. And if you allow your emotion to be temporary, then you allow space for so much more growth. If you release all the stuck emotions in your body, then you allow for so much space for your manifestations to come in and for so much more beautiful experience into your life. So that's what I want you to take away from today's episode, to really get present with yourself, like I said at the beginning, and to truly make the commitment of not abandoning yourself and any emotion that you have, and really to get from this, I love the quote where it says like, I'm never nice, but I'm always being kind, or something like that. Because you don't need to be nice, but you can be kind. You can have good intentions and want good for people and always have the good for others in mind, while also taking yourself into account and not abandoning and losing yourself under the thing of I'm just trying to be nice. Stop it. Stop that shit. Truly, I promise you, stop trying to be nice. Be kind, and especially with yourself. And like I said, if you want to check out my shadow work journal, I will link it in this today's episode. I'll have it in all my social media links. And just remember that everything is temporary. Let emotions flow through you and know that you are a powerful and great creator in your wholeness. The deepest, darkest parts of yourself, they are a gift and they are a part of you. And just love them, accept them. If you can't love them, accept them. Accept them as a part of you and connect more to them. And I will promise you, you will experience a new level of happiness and manifestations in your life. And if you want to work closer with me, then make sure to check out my offers on my social media. And you can take part in my manifestation masterclass, Powerful You. So make sure to check that out as well. And have an amazing day. And I'll see you or hear you in the next episode.